Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Coming up today, the biggest retirement planning concerns and how to worry less about your plan.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Joining me today, Lance Gilman. Lance, of course, CEO of Northern Alliance Financial. He independent fiduciary and, now the big guy. So hi, Lance. How are you?
Hey, Steve. Always great to be with you. Great. How are you?
Very, very good. I like what you said there at the top about having to worry less. I like less worry.
Yeah, exactly. Worry less is better for sure.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's where less is actually better.
Right. Less is better. Exactly. Right. Well, I know sometimes less is more, but I get it.
So we want to worry less in retirement. And actually, I might as well just take this little segue to announce an opportunity that has come up. I'm actually going to be writing a book.
Oh, goodness gracious. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. And ironically, the title is Strategies to Worry Less in Retirement.
Well, apparently you've been talking to somebody.
Yeah. So it just kind of worked out really well about, you know, some of the topics that we're talking about with our show, and looking at the prospect of having that book published probably later in the year, probably fall timeframe, somewhere before the holidays.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. I look forward to that.
Yeah.
Well, again, let's jump into this about worrying less in retirement. And we've got the words of Tom Hegna. Of course, you know who that is. I know, Lance. Don't worry, retire happy, among some other things. You see him on PBS. Anyway, he's got some thoughts on, risk in retirement.
Well, mm-hmm. Of all the risks in retirement, there's market risk, there's inflation, there's taxes, there's long-term care, there's sequence of returns risk, withdrawal rate risk. There's a lot of risks. But the number one risk is longevity risk, because as you said, it's not just a risk. It multiplies all the other risks. See, the longer you live, the more likely the stock market is going to crash. The longer you live, the more likely you're going to take too much money out. The longer you live, the more likely you'll see inflation, the more likely you'll see your taxes go up, and the more likely you're going to need long-term care. And so what the PhDs who study retirement say is, in order to have an optimal retirement, you must take that longevity risk off the table.
All right. he makes it sound like it's something that can be done with a snap of the fingers. It's a little more difficult than that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot more complicated than that. But then again, it also goes down to having a plan, right?
Sure.
So we've talked about this for many, many years. Failure to plan is a plan to fail. It's not something that's even we're going to entertain with any of our clients, because again, he is correct, is it is the greatest risk. But the other piece of the equation, which we don't know, is how long somebody is going to live.
Right.
Right. So it's just kind of like a moving target. We don't know. We can use projections and things like that. But the bottom line is, the longer we do live, then all of that comprehensive planning process, which we do as part of our first and second appointment, become really, really critical. We're going to ask questions like, not just concerns about the portfolio, but we're going to ask things about, okay, well, what does your budget look like? Many people don't even have a budget, to be honest. And they're just like, what's a budget? I never used one. And so we need to know what the spending looks like both now and in retirement. What does your Social Security look like? A lot of times people even haven't addressed it yet. They don't know when to take their Social Security. They've heard that taking it earlier is better, and the very little guidance provided by Social Security. Tax planning, long-term care, risk management, Medicare, estate and legal planning. Those are all components of a comprehensive plan, Steve. And he's right. When we talk about this, when Tom talks about longevity, the longer we live, the more these things have a propensity to do damage to our overall portfolio. That's why it's so critical to address every single one of those components in a comprehensive plan.
Sure. Well, and again, to what Tom Hegna was saying is that, the longer you live, the more chance there is of a stock market collapse. And I mean, that's sort of a pessimistic way to look at things, but it's very true, isn't it?
Well, the irony of that particular statement is we talk about a stock market crash. I mean, that's a little extreme. I definitely wouldn't have gone that far as Tom did. But however, the stock market is cyclical. So basically, you may have 7 to 10 years of upside and then a correction. 7 to 10 years of upside and then a correction. 7 to 10 years of upside. And it's just like kind of the moon phases. It's the reality of the situation. The markets are cyclical. And that cyclical trend with the ups and the down is actually healthy for the market. However, suffering through the corrective cycles is a little difficult. But the reality is, most people, if history repeats itself, have experienced somewhere between 8 to 10 of those cycles, those corrective cycles in their lifetime. But most don't remember because when they're younger, they don't care if the stock market's down or having a corrective pattern. Sure. But of course, as we get older, we do care. And it's like, oh, I remember 2008. I remember what happened last year where the markets were down 25, 35%. So we suffer. What we want to do is capitalize on the upward portion of the cycles. And we want to mitigate as much as we possibly can on the downside and protect our principal.
And again, so we talk about various concerns that we have along the way. And one, have I saved enough? And that really is where you come in because you can make that assessment. And if we need to work a little bit longer, maybe we do. Maybe we're good to go.
Yeah, that is a question that comes out a lot. I've had people show up in the office for a first appointment basically saying that there's no hope for me because I haven't saved enough. And the reality is I've actually had those same people in tears at the end of the meeting, which sounds a little bleak, but actually it's a positive thing because they were tears of joy because at the end of the meeting, what we realized after doing the math is that they could retire. Actually, there was nothing stopping them from retirement except themselves. It was a matter of when they wanted to retire.
Well, that's a fine problem to have.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's the beauty of the situation when we sit down and run the math and let the numbers do the talking. So it's not basically what we feel or what we think, it's the math behind everything. And if somebody, a lot of times in Maine, particularly people have worked very hard, sometimes they're married and both of them have had decent jobs and they've paid down their debts over time so that when they get to that point of trying to transition into retirement, there's no debt, Steve. And if that's true, then all we're talking about at that point is an operational need, just basically keeping the lights on and being able to buy money for food and gasoline and all that stuff. And for the most part, if they've got two decent jobs, sometimes those two Social Security checks will take care of that operational budget, which means what they saved is just gravy. And we use that for fun money, going places, going to do trips or doing things that they really want to do in their retirement. And that makes it a lot easier because at that point in time, their operational need is being met by those two Social Security checks because they've paid down their debts.
Right.
And running through that whole process with people is very rewarding, not only for me, but it's also rewarding for them because they can see the numbers and it makes them feel good about what they've done.
Well, sure does. Folks, if you want to get a head start, here's the number. It's 833-856-1384. And then the question is, do I have the right financial advisor? And I think that as if you had an advisor, you know, in your, you know, 20s, 30s, even 40s, once you get close to 50, it's time to make sure that your advisor can help you get into retirement. That's your sweet spot. I mean, that's what you do at NA Financial.
Oh, absolutely. The other thing that we find a lot of times, Steve, is people don't even have a financial advisor.
Well, that's true.
They don't.
Sure.
Because either they feel, well, I don't have, because they hear these ridiculous things on social media that they need $500,000 or $1 million in their accounts in order to retire with a stress-free environment and not have to worry. And that's all just a bunch of malarkey, to be honest. Obviously, if you've saved and you have a decent portfolio and you've pared down your debts and you have decent social securities, all of that's going to play into how well we are able to make this work in retirement. But if you've paid down your debts and you're just down to an operational need, it almost, the size of the portfolio, Steve, doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. that much. It doesn't. So if you're one of those people that's just thinking, well, I don't know if I even, if it's even worth calling because maybe I don't think I have enough to even bother. Well, you do. And the other piece of it is you have to start where you start. Like, obviously, you've heard it said on the show probably before, the best time to plant a tree and start planning for retirement was 20 years ago. But the second best time is when you start, which could be for you today.
Exactly. And again, that's the kind of thing where I think folks really need to just take advantage of sitting down with you to make sure, hey, maybe things are better than I thought. That to me is worth a phone call right there just to find out.
Yeah. What's the downside to that equation?
Yeah,
it's a complimentary consultation.
Yeah.
Let's see where you are and let's see if we can get you to a better position.
Sure.
And not only just for the portfolio, but all the rest of those things that we talked about in that comprehensive plan. What's your budget look like? How about Social Security options for you? Tax implications, long-term care and risk management, Medicare options, and then legal and estate planning. That is all part of what we do as comprehensive fiduciary advisors at Northern Alliance.
Sure. Well, again, on that note, Lance, we have come up against the clock here. Let's go ahead and invite folks to call, and we will continue right after that.
That sounds great, Steve. It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. It's a comprehensive financial review. There's no cost, there's no obligation. And when you walk out, you'll have a roadmap that can help guide you to help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384.
Some folks tend to react emotionally and stressfully, overwhelmed by life and other changing topics that they feel are out of control. The same could be said about retirement planning.
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from retirement pitfalls. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Financial Safari. Lance Gilman is here. Lance is the CEO of Northern Alliance Financial. The website is nafinancialadvisors.com. You are a highly sought-after speaker when it comes to Social Security, on retirement income planning. You also know an awful lot about the federal employee retirement system. And again, if you've got any concerns about that, now would be a good time to give Lance a call. And we will just dig into this topic. What do you think? Emotionally, too stressful, overwhelming? Let's take that stress away. This is our goal today.
Yeah, it can be very stressful. And I think people play off those stress strings, unfortunately. So I get a lot of calls every once in a while, people listening to the radio and the world is ending, the sky is falling and someone's going to come after all of their retirement funds. And so they need to put all their money into gold, for instance. And that's a topic that comes up a lot, actually, because it's on the radio a lot. And people are actually trying to capitalize on the fact that the market is down, and they know that emotionally, if they can get somebody to make an emotional decision like that and dump all their money into something, then they're going to profit substantially from that. And it's not necessarily in the best interest of the client to do that.
Oh, yeah.
All. Just put all your eggs in one basket, for instance. Could there be a gold play or with a portion of the portfolio? Possibly. But gold is never really a thought after as a good investment. It's kind of thought of after more as a hedge against inflation. Or if the market took a significant drop like it did in 2008, for instance, then people kind of flock towards those real assets. But overall, it's just kind of stabilized over time. And so it's a way to maybe tuck some assets and place them maybe 5 or 10% of a portfolio into a gold portfolio. But the other piece of it is it's expensive to do that, especially if you're talking about real gold, because it's got to be guarded. You have to have somebody buy it. And then you've got fees all associated with that, which you wouldn't normally have outside of market investments. So again, sure, it's people playing off that fear and then trying to get people to react emotionally. And by doing so, then they benefit, of course, whoever's pushing whatever products they're pushing, but it might not be in the best interest of the consumer.
Well, let's just get into that a little bit about being proactive versus reactive. Now, you're talking about reactive when someone kind of paints this picture and this is all your solution is here, and you jump in and it may not be the right thing. To me, it makes mm-hmm. sense to sit down with someone like you, Lance, an independent fiduciary. You're a fiduciary firm. I know you're looking out for me and you're going to lay it on the line and just be totally transparent.
Right. The other thing, too, we talked a little bit about gold. Not too long ago, there was this whole hype that was going on about like virtual currencies and digital currencies and things like that, Bitcoin and whatnot. And what happened was there was a bunch of stuff that was said around the water cooler, for instance, at work. And then people were like, yeah, well, I put some money into this and now it's doubled in value. And it was an unregulated industry. So it's not something that's even being regulated. And I was getting calls from some of our clients base saying, hey, you know, should I dump in $10,000 or $30,000, even $100,000 into this? And my response was this: this is an emotional thing. It is an unregulated particular part of the industry. It was very, very, very high risk. And I said, if you want to do this, number one, we need to stand back a little bit and make sure you're not just jumping into this thing emotionally because you heard a friend is involved in this, or even your brother or family member, something
sure.
like that.
Sure.
And just make sure that, you know, there's a separation there. And then does that make actually sense with your portfolio? And then what I said is that's not something that we would recommend anyway as fiduciaries, because it's way too high risk in an unregulated part of the market.
Mm-hmm.
So it's way, way too risky. And so I said, if you want to do that, here's the thing. Number one, whatever money that you're going to put in there, you need to understand that there's probably a large propensity that you're never going to see it again. So that's point number one. So whatever, and I would say, if you're going to do that, because it's highly speculative and unregulated, no more than 5% of the overall portfolio. And you have to agree that bottom line is you're happy and you're okay with never being able to see that money again. Number two is we've got to move that money out of your portfolio because it's not something I'm going to manage. So in other words, I'm going to put an account together for you, Steve, let's say hypothetically.
Okay.
You're going to take 5% of your portfolio and you're going to manage that. And then you're going to go buy your Bitcoin, knowing that you can probably lose almost all of it you're okay with that. And then you have to sign this little agreement that we're going to put together that you're okay with all of that and losing all that money. You know how many clients that brought that issue forward actually went forward and bought Bitcoin?
I'm thinking very few.
Zero.
Zero, even better. Yeah. Well, you lay it out like that, Lance, and it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm
and
not
look at
okay.
This whole mess
I'm not
that
okay
happened.
Losing that.
Yeah, and look at this whole mess that happened this past year with the whole Bitcoin debacle. So, you know, it's that kind of stuff that we want to try to avoid and just look at the overall picture, assess where somebody is for their timelines and their risk tolerance, and then make decisions based on that, based on math, time sequence and when we're going to need to be able to draw those resources to support their retirement.
Okay. So, and again, proactive versus reactive. You guys as a firm are proactive in what you do. So if the market's going crazy or if there's, you know, upheaval, or you are there and, you know, you're going to make sure that we stay on track.
Right. Exactly. The other thing that I really want to say, because it's come up quite often actually in counseling some clients, and I know there's a large portion of the people with the radio listeners that listen every week that are actually part of our client base. And I get this, that this comes up a lot, where someone like a grandson will come to the grandmother and say, I want to borrow some money to do something, whatever it is, usually buy a car or for a down payment on a house, things like that. It just becomes this becomes emotional, right, Steve?
Right. Oh,
now
my gosh,
he's your grandson.
Yeah. You're playing on the emotion, and you know, it's easy to convince a grandma of things like that.
Right. And of course, the grandmother wants to be able to help the grandson. And the beauty of it is many of them will actually come to me and say, what do you think? Instead of just making a decision and saying, okay, sure, I'll give you $30,000 for the down payment, they, in the meetings that we, regular meetings that we have, they'll voice this and they'll say, well, my grandson is looking for some money. What do you think? And typically what my response is, it's never a good idea to lend family members or friends money. You're not a bank.
Nope.
Now, if you want to gift money, that's different. We can talk about gifting strategies. If you have money that's available and you don't really need it as operational reserves, and your idea is you want to gift some of that money before you decide to check out of the planet, that's okay. We can figure out a strategy for that. But as far as loaning money, that's usually never a good idea.
So. Well, and again, it goes back to, I mean, you know, you've used the analogy as well in terms of, you know, if you're on an airplane and the oxygen mask drops down, take care of yourself first before you help anybody else. Same is true with retirement dollars in particular.
Right, exactly. Right. You want to make sure that we want to first analyze and make sure that we've got enough money to take care of you. And then if that's true, there's a check mark there, and then there's an abundance beyond that, then we could look to do some gifting strategies.
Sure. You know, along those same lines, we talk about long-term care, healthcare planning in general. And this one from the Department of Health and Human Services, upward of 70% of Americans age 65 or older will require long-term care in their lifetime. Now, again, there's proactive and reactive response to that, Lance.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's basically the elephant in the room is we know that 7 out of 10 people that have turned age 65 are going to need some form of long-term care before they pass. The average stay for a long-term care facility, should you be one of those 7 out of 10, is about 3 years on average. And the average cost isn't that pretty either. It's like $10,000 a month on average in Maine.
Oof.
So it works out to about $120,000 a year, $360,000 per person per year. It's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. But there are strategies out there where we can utilize funds, for instance, that people have in their portfolios to structure them to cover that long-term care need, should they have it. And those are asset-based long-term care plans. Those are things that are highly sought after by many of the people that are our clients and or come to our seminars, because a lot of times if they're older or getting to the point of retirement, for instance, and they're 65, 66, it might be hard for them to actually get a traditional long-term care policy now. So these hybrid policies are highly sought after because they take a portion of their portfolio and that portion still remains in their portfolio. So if they never use the long-term care, it just continues to be part of their portfolio, which their heirs end up getting. But if they need the long-term care, it turns on a benefit that they cannot outlive.
Sure. I mean, that really is an innovative way to do things. And folks, if you've never heard about it before, it would be a great opportunity to sit down with Lance and the team and just kind of go through that, because it's obviously going to affect the lion's share of us.
Yeah, there's no question. And it's a way to take some risk off the table as well, because a lot of those particular hybrid asset-based long-term care plans come out of the market, and then they're in fixed or fixed indexed annuity chassis, which can never lose in terms of market depreciation or drawdown. So it's a way to, again, protect the portfolio from market risk while also covering this long-term care risk. We got a lot of clients that have parked a certain amount of their portfolio into some of these chassis, and they're very, very popular.
Sure. And let's take a break and come on back and continue.
That sounds great, Steve.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
833-856-1384. That's how you get started. Now, if you'd like to take advantage of this complimentary review, simply call Lance right now, 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384.
When we return, we have some proactive strategies you can apply to your retirement plan right now that can help guarantee that transition into retirement is as seamless as possible. Stick around.
This is such a blow to invest. You know, right now, breaking news in your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Lance Gilman and the team at Northern Alliance Financial at 833-856-1384. Again, that's 833-856-1384.
We're back on Financial Safari. Lance Gilman is here. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Lance is CEO of Northern Alliance Financial and so much more. NAfinancialadvisors.com is the website. I encourage you to visit that site. Not only can you learn a bit about Lance and his team, but also you've got some great information there. Just good stuff. And all of the seminars are listed there. And you people can sign up right there.
Yeah, absolutely. No question. Happy to do that. The website itself also has a lot of our TV shows on there of great information as well that they can just plug right into.
Yeah. And you guys have been doing new TV shows of late, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. We basically do our TV shows. Essentially, we do those at our recording studio out in Scottsdale, Arizona. Mm-hmm. We've got a number of studios out there, so we can get the whole team out there and we can record and do a whole series like all in one shot.
All right.
Try to avoid summer, though, because it's pretty
miserable Arizona
out there for heat in Arizona. Yeah,
exactly.
Try to stick around in Maine in the summer. Because
That's why you're there.
That's why we're here. Exactly. Right.
So let's talk about, we were talking in the last segment, proactive versus reactive. So what are some proactive steps that folks can take to keep that positive trajectory, I love that word, of their retirement planning journey?
Yeah, I think one of the first things that we're going to want to do is get somebody into the office and just see where they are, right? When we talk about navigation, first of all, you got to figure out where you are, number one.
Yep.
And then you figure out where you want to go. And then you can basically set the trajectory between those two points. But we got to first establish where somebody is right out of the gate. So what's our starting point? And where are we with all of this planning? Like, what does the portfolio look like? What does your budget look like, both now and retirement? Have you thought about Social Security? Do you even know what your Social Security projections might look like? What about tax implications now and in retirement? Long-term care risk management, as we talked about in the last segment, and then Medicare, which eventually will, once you leave your employer and you come off your employer plan, if you're on an employer plan and you turn that magic age of 65, we're going to need to look at Medicare strategies and then legal and estate planning as well.
Okay.
So it all has implications, and each part we need to make sure that we've got a plan for each one of those aspects of the retirement, comprehensive retirement planning process.
All right. Well, let's dig into one of them anyway. Pre-tax income. You're living on pre-tax income. That means you're taking money out of a 401k or an IRA because that's, you know, that's still got to get taxed.
Right. So we have to think about that. I mean, this comes up a lot too. Mm-hmm. Because I just had a question, actually, one of our listeners actually had questioned about pre-tax money and just the whether it was prudent, for instance, to put money into a 401k, because his point was, well, if I dump money into this pre-tax bucket, I'm just going to get taxed later, right? Mm-hmm. Which is true. You do get taxed later because you haven't been taxed on that money, but you get a tax break in the year that you're making that contribution to encourage people to save. And then number two, a lot of times there's a match associated with most employer plans as well. So whatever that is, whether it's 3, 6, I've seen them as high as 12% matches. Mm-hmm. We certainly want to at least contribute as much as we possibly can to maximize that match.
And again, that leads us into a Roth conversation, because one of the ways to, you know, mitigate taxes is to do a Roth conversion. And I realize that's not right for everybody, but let's talk about it for people that it might be right for.
Yeah. So first of all, the distinction between a standard IRA and a Roth IRA. So the traditional IRA, people get that. You put a certain amount of money into your IRA, you get a tax break. It's called qualified because it's pre-tax. And then when you take the money out, because you haven't paid taxes yet, you have to pay taxes on that distribution. And oh, by the way, the government is going to make you start taking that money out at what they call your minimum age for required distributions, which currently right now is age 73 with the passage of the Secure Act Part 2. Mm-hmm. So that's how traditional IRAs work, and basically your 401k, 403b, traditional employer sponsor plans work. They're pre-tax and they're tax deferred, so they're deferred to when you take the money out. So that's that piece. Roth is different. So Roth is actually post-tax. So it's considered a Roth IRA. So it's still an IRA. It's just a Roth, but it's post-tax. So what's the advantage of doing that? Well, once the funds are actually in that Roth chassis, it's never taxed again, even on the gains indefinitely. So that's what makes it attractive, is that most people understand that the taxes that we are currently facing right now, which are progressive, most likely in our lifetimes will be as low as we will ever see for the remainder of our lives. So if we know the taxes in the future are going to be higher, maybe much higher, then maybe it does make sense to take some of that money out of that pre-tax bucket and convert it to the Roth. And what we do normally, Steve, is we actually figure out where an individual or a couple is at their current marginal tax rate. And we figure out how much money we could actually convert within a year to keep them in that same marginal tax rate.
Sure. Well, and again,
then we take that money, convert it. We have to pay taxes on it, of course, when we convert it. But then once it's in that chassis, it's never taxed again.
Exactly. And again, this, you know, we say it, it's not right for everybody, but again, it's certainly worth having a conversation. And I know one of the things that you do as well, you know, just, you know, if I've got 500,000 in my IRA, I'm not going to convert 500,000 into a Roth because I'd be whacked on taxes.
Exactly. But what we'll do, I've had clients that have 250 to 500,000 and over a period of 3 to 4 years, deliberately and systematically, we take X amount out of that 250 to 500,000 and we convert it, paying the taxes as we do. So now that, let's say that $300,000 to $400,000, which all was originally all pre-tax, well, now we might have 200 or 250,000 of it over the course of 3 to 4 years, completely out of that pre-tax bucket and into the never taxed again Roth.
Right. And again, but those are the kinds of things and reasons why folks want to come in and sit down with you and you know, have the conversation, see if it makes sense, maximize those retirement dollars. So what's another concern that you have?
Well, I mean, there's lots of concerns out there, but I think one of the things that most people are voicing right now, unfortunately, is just the hyperinflation that we're experiencing in the economy. It's like a perfect storm with the markets dropping 25 to 35% last year, plus this hyperinflation where people are paying like $8 and $9 a dozen for eggs. It's definitely alarming for a lot of people. And so we have to be able to figure in, part of that planning process has to be to plan for inflationary costs because they're not going to go away for sure. And the average is about 3.5% per year. And we build that into that planning equation. Again, we want to plan basically for the projected lifespan of an individual. And we know that if we plan through that projected lifespan and we can make the income work, then regardless of what happens, it's going to give that client peace of mind as they transition.
Okay, right. Absolutely. 833-856-1384 is the number. And really, we want to just make sure that our plan is, you know, is in place. We've got diversification. We want to be able to, you know, deal with inflation, just all of the things that we just talked about. And it all that takes is a phone call.
Absolutely.
Well, in fact, let's do that right now. Invite folks to call in.
That sounds great, Steve.
We'll come right back.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review, completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, there you go, folks. It's an opportunity for you to, well, get a financial roadmap put together. Lance and the team is there for you. It's really an excellent chance for you to get a practical financial review. So if you're listening, simply call us 833-856-1384. We'll get you taken care of. It's a comprehensive financial review. There's no cost. There's no obligation. You're going to end up with a roadmap that'll help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
You have questions and we have answers. When we return, we're answering questions from our listeners. Don't go anywhere.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Lance Gilman, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
are back on Financial Safari with Lance Gilman. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Lance, of course, is CEO of Northern Alliance Financial, but he's also got a lot of experience helping folks get to and through retirement. And I mean, you're in the decades, aren't you?
In the decade? Yeah, yeah. Well, I feel like it for sure. I'm in the multiple decades.
Yes, okay. Yeah, but I'm just saying is that, you know, this, as they say, not your first rodeo. You've seen recessions. Oh, yeah. You've seen inflation. You've seen all of that and have been able to help folks through. And I do think that there's something to be said for just experiencing that and living through it and helping people. Obviously, it plays into what's going on right now.
Yeah, there's no question. We just completed like a advisory profile for the whole team. And basically, one of the things it says is there's over 100 years of experience collectively in the industry on the team. And we have multiple experts that cater to different environments, whether that be life insurance or Medicare or managing funds. And then, of course, the advisory fiduciaries as well on top of that. So that there, and then we have, in addition to that, we have affiliates within the accounting system and also within the legal system to just make sure there's not a stone that we leave unturned in the retirement planning process.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of stones unturned, you also have a number of seminars. I mentioned that earlier that you can find them on the website, but you guys are, you know, basically one end of Maine to the other. You're offering mm-hmm. people an opportunity to come in and really get that seminar where it's a Social Security or a tax
asset
plan.
Preservation.
Yeah, asset preservation. Yeah. I mean, again, this is amazing.
Yeah, we've been doing those seminars for over a decade plus, and they're just public awareness type seminars. There's no cost or obligation. And if you're on the fringe of retirement, it's a great way to come in. And usually I'm speaking at the majority of those seminars, and the team is there. So you have the administrative team there. You also have the fiduciary advisory teams there. So you can get a feel for the actual company itself and what we're bringing to the table to help people in that transition.
Sure. And again, folks, if you want to get in, give us a call. It's 833-856-1384. That's the number. And in fact, let's jump into some of these questions here.
Sure.
Janet is in Prospect Harbor. Apparently she's been listening. She said, what should I do with RMD funds after paying taxes if there is currently no need for the funds and I want them to grow with limited risk?
That's a great question. And a lot of times, this is the interesting thing about that particular question, Janet, is a lot of times people just take the money and of course you have to get it out of that pre-tax check. I mean, there's no option. You have to get it out or you're going to be penalized. They did change some of the penalties with the passage of the Secure Act 2.0. So they're not quite as extreme as they were before, but we definitely don't want to be penalized on anything, right? We give the government enough money. So whether that penalty is 50% or 25% or whatever it is, we don't want to be penalized.
Nope.
But I've got a lot of clients that just say exactly as Janet said, well, I don't really need this money. What should I do with it? There's lots of ways we can either put it in another chassis and basically take it out of that pre-tax chassis and then put it in another chassis to let it continue to grow as an investment. A lot of times you can do things like a qualified charitable distribution, where you can take monies that would be required of your required distribution and take it directly from your account and send it to a charity. And you, by doing that, you're not taxed on that and you're supporting the charity. So that's another creative way to kind of handle that situation. And then I've seen a lot of my clients will take that money and put it in accounts. We talked a little bit about this before, for their grandchildren and designate their grandchildren as the beneficiaries of those accounts. So the bottom line is you don't have to spend the money. We do have to get it out of that pre-tax chassis in order that you will not be penalized. But there are a lot of options for you, Janet.
All
Give
right.
us a call.
833-856-1384. Janet, that's the number. And let's move on to Doug, who's checking in from Unity. He says, not going to lie, I don't know a lot about taxes or 401ks. I'm just learning as I listen, so I'm struggling to understand the advantage of how does it help me if I still need to pay taxes when I withdraw money later? Is there a strategy to this?
That's what we were talking about earlier.
That's right. Exactly what we were talking about.
Talking about this very same question. So glad you called in, Doug, and glad you've been listening to the show. Not sure what your age is or where you are in terms of your planning process, but for the most part, we want to make sure that you are saving in some capacity for the future, for your retirement. Now, whether that's in a traditional 401k or a Roth 401k, that's something we can talk about. It'll pretty much be based on the match for your employer. But usually, we want to also take advantage of the tax breaks that are being afforded by putting your money into a traditional 401k. If you're below age 50, you can put $22,500 into a 401k. That's a lot of money to be able to write off of your taxes. If you're over 50, they allow you another $7,500 on top of that. So you can put $30,000 away pre-tax. That can reduce your tax burden substantially, maybe even dropping you a tax bracket. Who knows? I'm not really sure. But we also want to look at that whole discussion with you, Doug, about whether they offer a Roth option as part of that 401k or not. So we can have some of your money maybe going into the pre-tax bucket, at least to get the full match of the company, and then maybe the rest of it going into a 401k Roth for you. But give us a call and we can certainly help you figure that out.
All right. 833-856-1384, Doug. Gregory has a question from Holden. It says, what's your opinion of all the robo-advisor stuff I've been hearing about? Is AI taking over retirement? And should I look into it?
Well, I can tell you this from my experience in dealing with our client base from Maine, absolutely not. They are absolutely not interested in entrusting their life savings into a robot or artificial intelligence. And most actually don't even like, for instance, some of these firms, these big firms that are out there that are trying to call them to get them onboarded into their firm, whereby they actually have to call an advisor. They can't actually go see their advisor. They have to call their advisor, and they don't even like that. So this is one of those things that, again, it's something very new to the industry. Most people in Maine and in the client base that we're dealing with want to be able to look somebody face to face and be able to talk. This is very personal. It's their life savings, and they don't want to entrust it into something that's brand new technology.
Of course. I completely understand that. 833-856-1384, Gregory. And again, so AI, I mean, you know, you can't really, so what you're saying, Lance, is that you're not sitting down using ChatGPT to crank out a financial plan.
No, exactly.
Oh, goodness. Let's see. All right, we got time for another one here. Let's go to Deborah in Bangor. She says, okay. I heard you discuss the Secure Act 2.0 on a recent show. We talked about it today. So what are the biggest changes that I should be on the lookout for now that this has become law? Well, there's a bunch of them, but give me a couple of highlights.
Yeah, I think probably the biggest one is, again, they're moving the target for the required distribution. It was originally 70.5. With Secure Act 1.0, they moved it from 70.5 to 72. With Secure Act 2.0, they moved it from 72 to 73. So what that is acknowledging, Deborah, is that the government is acknowledging that people are actually living longer. And so they're moving that retirement, that minimum requirement to begin taking those distributions. They kind of bump that age bracket up as people are getting older. So that's pretty significant. The other thing in Secure Act 1.0, which carried through into 2.0, is they eliminated the stretch IRA. Mm-hmm. So the stretch IRA basically was that you used to be able to, for a non-spouse, if you were going to give your benefits to a non-spouse, for instance, that recipient could stretch that benefit over the course of their projected lifespan. And basically, through the Secure Act 1.0 and 2.0, they eliminated the stretch or drastically reduced it and said, okay, no, that person, that non-spouse person receiving the qualified dollars needs to now spend that money either systematically over a 10-year period or at the end of the 10-year period needs to spend all of it. They can't stretch it over the course of their projected lifespan. So that actually has implications into maybe some Roth planning as well, because we could take some of those dollars, for instance, that are in that pre-tax bucket, convert it to the Roth. And then while it's still true that that non-spouse will have to take that money out, when they take the money out, there's zero tax. So that's another consideration, Deborah.
All right. Well, again, that, I mean, that kind of sums things up. And what a fun show today, Lance. Let's take one more break and invite folks to call and fill up that calendar.
That sounds great, Steve.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
833-856-1384. That's the number. And you're going to get that comprehensive financial review. You'll see where you are today. But most importantly, it becomes a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. Lance, as always, a pleasure to chat with you and to get this information out there. It's so important.
Yeah, for sure, Steve. It's always a pleasure. I look forward to, although I know we're on basically now about once every, what, 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks,
something
because
like
we
that.
Got a lot of the advisory staff kind of standing in, but it's always a pleasure to be with you on the radio.
Well, thanks. And I'm getting to know these guys. I mean, Jeremy and Peter and Derek, I mean, it's kind of fun. These guys are really good, obviously, at what they do, and they're excited to be there. You've got a good team there, I think.
For sure. And we're growing. We've got, like you said, we've got presence all throughout the state with our seminars. We've got radio, we've got TV. And the firm is just getting stronger and stronger every day.
All right. Well, hey, folks, thanks for listening. We really do appreciate it. We're going to come back next week. We will have new topics and questions and more right here on Financial Safari with Lance Gilman.
Investment advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Each individual investor situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. No legal or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved. A Roth conversion may not be suitable for your situation. The primary goal in converting retirement assets into a Roth IRA is to reduce the future tax liability on the distributions you take in retirement or on the distributions of your beneficiaries. The information provided is to help you determine whether or not a Roth IRA conversion may be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Please review your retirement savings, tax, and legacy planning strategies with your legal and tax advisor to be sure a Roth IRA conversion fits into your planning strategies.